I was going to wait to do this podcast episode for like another week or so while I was getting a brand new setup, while I was getting a brand new microphone, while I was getting brand new monitors and brand new computer and everything. But what is going on right now is so batshit crazy that it is half eight at night in the afternoon, and I am holding my microphone in my hand. I usually have it on a stand, but I didn't have time to get things set up because of how crazy America is right now. Welcome to the left-wing fucking propaganda machine. What is going on in America right now is insane, and I have to talk about it. I have to talk about what's going on in America because this is big. This is huge. This is scary. This is scary, okay? For those of you who don't know, quick rundown, a bunch of, and I mean a bunch of, hundreds of right-wing MAGA crazy Trump supporters have gone to Capitol Hill, which is essentially the parliamentary equivalent of America. It's like the House of Commons here in the UK, and they have broken in with guns, with weapons, and stormed it and gone inside it. They have surpassed the security, the police that was supposed to protect this government building. This is a government building of the United States of America, guys. This isn't your local pub. This is the government US Capitol Hill. Do you understand that? I don't think you guys understand that. This is where the senators, right, the representatives of the United States of America go to debate, and there was currently a debate going on, but all the senators have, of course, been evacuated because of these protests. And I'm sorry if the audio is choppy, I'll fix it. I'll try to at least, but I am just lost for words right now. In my lifetime, I haven't seen this. This is truly insane, right? And there are some very important points that we have to make here. I don't have any notes. I don't have any takeaways. I literally have the CNN live breaking news and global headlines video feed right in front of me now as they are breaking in through windows. They are smashing windows and breaking into them using police shields. Do you know how insane this is? Do you know how insane this is? I have a tiny ass monitor in front of me because my new setup hasn't come yet, and I am holding my microphone in my left hand as I am seeing footage of American MAGA Trump supporters on those window cleaning lifty elevator things breaking windows with their flags, right, holding their guns, standing on the stairs of the US Capitol Hill while the police just walk past them like it's nothing, doing nothing. Where was this energy, or where was this peacefulness from the police? Where was this constraint in the BLM protests? But that's something that we'll get onto in a moment. We need to talk about some things. I don't have any script, as I said. I don't have any notes. This is off the top, and this is live as it gets, even though this will be uploaded after the fact, and I will try and get a rundown when I'm a bit more calm to follow through with this, of course. But yes, okay, so we are currently... where do I start? Okay, first of all, any motherfucker who claims that postmodernism or left-wing media or cancel culture is the biggest threat to Western democracy, I am just going to call the fascist from now on, because they are chatting out of their ass. They are bullshitting for years, and some of us have bought into this on the left, particularly a lot of us left-wing non-liberals, so like the further left, left-wings, the communists, the anarchists, sort of, to an extent, at least that I know, have bought into this sense of, oh, the liberal PC culture, this idiotic liberal PC culture is ruining our conversation. We can't have normal discourse with people. We can't have normal conversations with people because, you know, the liberal media and whatever they are you know suppressing it with their, you know, their focus on PC culture or whatever. They're the ones ruining democracy. No, they're not the ones ruining democracy. It's the right wing. Again, it's the right wing, because the fundamental economic issues were not going to be solved by political correctness. No, they won't. Don't see this as a defense of political correctness. The political correctness has its issues. But you want to know what political correctness does? Political correctness might make an awkward situation between a transgender person in a shopping mall, between a cashier and a customer, when they accidentally say mom or sir. Okay, cancel culture, PC culture might get a bit annoyed at that. That's like the limitations of it. Cancel culture, PC culture, what? Don't storm Capitol Hill, right? And go past police and attempt a fascist coup of the largest military democracy in the world. Pseudo-democracy, right? The right wing have, and oh, particularly in America, and I want to say particularly in America, and across Europe right now with Orban, with in Brazil, with whatever the fuck his name is. I'm sorry, I'm so pent up on the adrenaline right now recording this that I don't even remember the names. But with Modi in India, all these right-wing fascist-esque or fascist, Trump is a fascist, is an American fascist, this is fascism that we're seeing right now in front of us, right? They are not the same as the liberal left. They are not. They are not the same as the PC fake woke Democrats. They're not. The Democrats suck ass. 100%. 100%. But Trump is not the same as Biden. Right? Biden fans don't do this. Hillary Clinton supporters screamed and they cried and they had outrage. Sure. They did all those things. They did every single one of those things. They cried and there are compilations of them on the internet crying and screaming and protesting, peacefully protesting, might I add, you on the street saying, not my president. But they didn't enact such violence or do what these people are doing. Now, if this was a left-wing revolution, would I be supporting it, is the question that I hear you. No, because this is fucking stupid. Do you think these people are going to overcome the American military? Really? The only reason why the Pentagon, and there are literal tweets about this, I was reading them, the only reason why the Pentagon and the army are not currently storming them right now is because they don't want to look bad at optics, because Trump is the president. Trump is not going to call the army on himself, right? He's not going to call the army on his own fans, okay? He's not going to do that. He's not going to shoot at his own support base, right? Because he has to keep up this mythos, this notion that there's this liberal establishment behind this deep state that is fighting them, right? Because if Trump sends in the army, right? If he sends them in, what's the excuse? Oh, the deep state did it. No, you're the fucking president of the United States. Trump has two options here. Either he finally concedes, and by concedes, I mean like properly concede, not this bullshit fake conceding that he's been doing, because I was going to make a podcast episode about the Georgia call that he had. That seems very minuscule right now, which is insane that a president, right, a president of the United States calling up and doing election fraud, right, and trying to get votes, trying to coerce other, you know, representatives to give him votes, whether that be illegal or legal, he doesn't care, he just needs 11,800 and whatever number it was, right? The fact that that isn't the craziest thing that's happened in 2021 so far, or that has been revealed in 2021 so far, when we are 6 days in. Oh yeah, by the way, it's my birthday today, I guess this is my birthday present to you guys, you're welcome, is insane to me. Well, this is insane to me. This is a broken democracy, right? The PC culture, the woke culture, as I said, that is not the cause of this, right? We have to stop legitimizing the right wing. We have to. We continue to legitimize them. Oh, yes, but they have their issues. Oh, yes, they have their problems. You know, it comes from a place of discontent. It comes from a place of economic disenfranchisement. And totally, there are socioeconomic issues. I was like, that kind of covers everything, really. That underlie these causes, that underlie the reason why these people are divided so much, and the reason why these people are able to be brainwashed as such. But these people are brainwashed to an extent where there is no room for debate. There is no room for critical thinking. There is no room for let's hear both sides. There is no room for partisanship on this. These people are crazy. They do not live in reality. They live in a crazy world where Trump is this savior who is fighting against this deep state that they are battling against, and they are rising up right now against him. Do you know how insane that is? Do you know how absolutely insane this is? I know a lot of left-wing people, right? A lot of left-wing people who are cringy, who are annoying, who are pretentious, who are problematic in their own ways. But there is nobody on the right wing who is rational and a QAnon person. And there are many, 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 many intelligent, rational people on the left wing. You do not get this sort of thing with the right wing and the QAnon bullshit. Because underlying this in America is white supremacist idiocy and white supremacist fucking propaganda that is overtaking America as we speak right now. This has been years in the making, years of the media giving constant attention to Donald Trump, years of people legitimizing the right wing, saying Black Lives Matter is a Marxist fucking propaganda attempt to take over Western democracy. Are those Black Lives Matter protesters right now storming Capitol Hill? No, they're right wingers. Trump has always been and will always be a threat to democracy. As long as he is allowed to communicate his bullshit on the internet, he is a threat. And the media is not helping this at all, right? The media is not helping this by saying, oh yeah, these Trump supporters are just gathered outside the state capitol, right? You know, just riot, you know, just a peaceful protest. Wrong. These people are fundamentally at odds with any democracy or any democratic means of representative politics or direct politics that any country has. And that, whether that's in America, whether that's in the UK, this year, 2020, whether it's Boris Johnson, whether it's Orban, right? Whether it's the right conservatives in Greece, right? Whether it's the American conservatives, whether it's Trump, whether it's Modi, has shown us that the right wing is fundamentally at odds with any sort of idea of human safety, any sort of idea of human flourishing, any sort of idea of democracy and egalitarianism. They are the biggest threat to the West and the world. They, the right wing, right, white supremacists, MAGA, QAnon conspiracy theorists, the insane mob that is a result of Trumpism, is the biggest threat to America in a very long time. Because these are domestic terrorists, almost. They are fascists. This is a fascist coup. And I don't know what to say. There is no subtle analysis to this. There is no, well, let's see the nuance in this. There isn't really. I don't think there is a lot of nuance in this. Because, like, every single fucking economic depression, every single time people are barred from being able to survive and live decent lives, you get outcomes that are either positive and left wing, where the state or the people work together, or you get a fascist overtaking. The same shit happened in the 1920s, and the same shit is happening right now in the 2020s, except it is being televised and broadcasted live on my computer right now. That is the only difference. If this isn't frightening you, if this doesn't make you feel like you have to get involved in politics, like you have to do more than just Twitter, like you have to say a bit more, it has done that to me. I don't know what the hell you are doing. I genuinely have no idea what you are doing or what you think you can achieve by just tweeting or just staying down in bed. We have to organize against this stuff. The left has to do that. We can't just sit here and allow these things to happen. You want to know why the right wins in revolutions? You want to know why the right is able to do these crazy things? Because they are organized. Their propaganda is strong. They have the money. They have the power to do these things. They fund these things. Who the hell do you think funds PragerU, who just spews right-wing white supremacist propaganda? Imagine if this was BLM. Imagine if this was Muslim people, right? Imagine if this was any minority. Imagine if this was anybody other than right wing, there would be the army deployed straight away, no questions asked. There would be people dying. There would be a massacre right now. But no, we're supposed to believe that the right wing are the representatives of law and order. That is the party of law and order. And what are they doing? Trump's tweeting, oh, yeah, please be nice to the Capitol. No. He is insane. He has lost a grip. They have lost a grip on American democracy. The divisions in America have been made worse over the past 4 years. The coronavirus has exposed the fundamental, the foundational inequalities and injustices at the heart of not only America, but every democracy, every country in this world, whether that be fucking New Zealand, whether they did amazing with the pandemic, or whether that be ours, this world is royally messed up. And on my 18th birthday, if this isn't a wake-up call into adulthood, I don't know what it is. So thank you, whatever God is out there, showing me this on my 18th birthday. So my first day of legal adulthood is met with the realization that democracy is crumbling around us. And I said this in one of my videos earlier. This is also a result of our arrogance, as I said, that we can just, we believe that our liberal democracy, that an election was going to change things, that telling people to vote on social media was simply going to change things. No, these people don't listen to social media voting marketing campaigns. These people don't listen to rational discussions. They have been fed propaganda for 4 years straight. For 4 years straight, these people have been fed propaganda about how terrible PC culture is, about how postmodern is, and Michel Foucault, and they want to try the same fucking bullshit in the UK. I'll be damned if I let them do that. I will be damned if I let prime members of parliament in the UK talk about Judith Butler and Michel Foucault as threats to Western democracy, as if the Conservatives can talk about critical race theory in a negative way. I'll be damned if centrists will say to me that the extreme left and the extreme right are the exact same when there are shootings going on and Capitol Hill, when they are storming federal government buildings. As I said this before, a revolution, right, which a lot of leftists are revolutionary. Let's do a revolution. Yeah, we're gonna have a revolution. What the fuck happens after the revolution? What is the organization? A revolution doesn't mean shit except random violence. If there is no plan, if there is no organization, if there is no fundamental shift in the hierarchy that transitions us from this pseudo-democracy, police state bullshit that we currently live in, and all these methods of control and ideology, to a truly egalitarian and just system. If there is no transition, it is just meaningless violence. And the left wing, and a lot of left wingers, have to look at what is going on with the right wing now, and the craziness, and the bullshit that they're doing, and remember this, don't let them forget this, use this against them every time you have a debate with a right winger, show them what their ideology eventually leads to, show them how they are destructive, show them how they do not care for democracy, show them how they do not care for what people call elections and people call representative systems as unrepresentative as they possibly can be. The Republicans for fucking decades have tried to skew their America in their favors in any democratic loophole that they can. They have been going through every loophole: gerrymandering, election underrepresentation, voter suppression. They have tried everything, and they have shown today that if it doesn't work, they are willing to destroy democracy to support their cause. For the financiers, for the businessmen that support the Republican Party, for the right-wing white supremacists, they are all on the same fucking team. And if the left wing doesn't realize that, our democracies are going to end up a bit like Germany did in the 1930s, and that is no longer hyperbole. We need to stop looking at World War II. We need to stop looking at previous years as if they are in some crazy barbaric times where they were a bit crazier, they don't have rational debate. No, we are living in a time that is insane, and we are in a country right now in the UK, right? In the UK, 1,000 people died today. Today, 1,000 people died. This could be just about what's going on in America, but this podcast episode really is more about the chaos that we are recognizing across the world right now. I am speechless. I don't know what to think. I don't know what to say. I am truly rambling, and I'm trying to be as coherent as I can, and I apologize if I come across as some naive kid who doesn't know what's going on, but this is insane. What do we do? What do we do in these situations other than attempt to organize, other than attempt to come together? But who is doing this for us? We need people to step up. Keir Starmer has been doing fuck all. God damn it. We have Keir Starmer as our representatives. What the fuck is Biden doing right now? Huh? What is the left's response to this? This is insane to me. I'm truly afraid, right, about the future. It is scary. This is my birthday, and I'm sitting here afraid of what's going to happen. I'm looking at images of right-wing supporters lying down on the floor as police are on top of them, arresting them, as parliamentary members and officials are hiding behind desks and chairs, running away, wearing biohazard masks. I don't know what kind of world I'm living in anymore. I don't understand what's going on. I truly have no idea of reality anymore. And again, sorry for the audio. My microphone is literally in my hands right now. I've been passing it between my right and my left hand as I currently am doing, and then just realizing I don't have a webcam to show you guys that I'm doing this. This is absolutely insane, guys. This is absolute madness. This is chaos. This is frightening. I don't know what to say. I don't know what I have to say to convince people that the far right is the biggest threat and has been and always will be the biggest threat to democracy, right? Fuck. That 20 minutes of rambling does take a lot out of me, and I'm trying to sort of coordinate my thoughts right now. I'm trying to sort of get them all together, but wow. Wow, 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 wow. This is big. This is not the 2021 people thought we would be having. Whether that is in the UK, whether that is in the US, with the coronavirus pandemic, the fucking curve is literally a straight line. It's a straight line. I'm sorry for laughing. I can't do anything else. I'm going to be honest. I don't know how to react to this. I'm a kid who is growing up into this world. I think maybe I don't admit this a lot. I'm a child. I'm 18. I'm a baby. And this is the world I'm growing up into. That is frightening for me. It is scary, and I don't want the world to be like this. I don't. Which is why I got into politics, because I thought I could change the world. But things like this scare me. Things like this frighten me. The coronavirus frightens me. The coronavirus scares me. I'm afraid of what is going on. I'm afraid of the implications of these actions. I'm afraid of who this is going to, who this is going to empower. I wonder who is going to gain from this. I wonder how we can move forward from this. I truly don't know what to say. I truly don't know what to believe. I might be hyperbolating. I might be exaggerating, but this is scary. This is not something that is normal, and I don't think that this is healthy for the future. And fuck, I haven't even gotten to talking about global warming, which is what I was gonna do a future podcast on. Because that's, you know, also coming to kill us. There just seems right now to be so much going on, so much chaos, so much disorder that I'm like, we're waking up from almost something that the Western countries like the UK, since 2000, right? I mean, post 2001, yes, it was scary, but I mean, like, the 2010s, we were living in this sort of limbo state, this sort of Eurocentric vision of the world where we were on a different planet almost to all the chaos and disorder in the Middle East, all the chaos and disorder and hunger and poverty in Africa, or all the dictatorships and the, you know, lack of freedom in the, in East Asia. It is, frightening to think that that is all false, that these myths, these visions of the United States of America, England, Europe being these safe havens, these pillars of democracy. I don't think anyone can say to me that we are better. Of course, maybe quality of life wise, we have Wi-Fi, we have internet, we have really good education systems, I guess, compared to these other countries. But we are living a lie if we believe that we are some perfect country that are the forebringers of democracy, the forefathers of this amazing vision of the world that everyone else needs to follow. We are the, you know, role models of the universe. We are the leaders of the free world. America right now does not look like a free world. It does not look like a free country. It looks like a divided state that is only going to end up in only going to end up in rubble if it continues the way that it is. It is truly frightening, and honestly, I'm the only thing that is sort of giving me some hope is that MAGA followers, Trump supporters, are too fucking stupid to actually do a proper revolution, because they're just standing on the steps right now, as I can see. I don't know what's going inside. I can't see anything going inside. There's a big banner that says socialism with a cross on top of it. Yeah, because it's the left, it's the socialists taking over the Capitol Hill right now. I low-key wish it was. That would be kind of weirdly cool, but again, without any organization, it would be just as good as this right now. I don't know how the Republican Party survives this. They will, though, because they have money and power. Money and power talks in America. And I can't wait to see right-wingers talk about how talk about how this is, you know, this is just the, you know, this is just peaceful protests, this is just peaceful sort of democracy. But you know, if only there was an anti-fascist movement, you know, with a shorter and catchier name, as Owen Jones on Twitter says right now. I didn't make that joke up, that was Owen Jones. It's almost as if there were, you know, people who were against terrorism, who were against right-wing fascism. If almost there was an organization like that of people who were willing to, you know, protest against these things. That is kind of funny. That is kind of funny that we don't have that thing. Oh, wait, we do. It's called Antifa. But Trump has spent the entirety of this year and most of his presidency railing on about how the right wing is the victims of America, the silent majority, that the deep state is being overtaken by. The swamp looks pretty fucking gooey and messy right now. This shit does not look drained at all. Sorry if my tone has changed. Sorry if my kind of frame of mind has changed, I guess, during this speech or podcast run or whatever. It's been 26 minutes. I don't know what to think. I do know what to think. I'm thinking about how when George Floyd died, when there were BLM protests, black people were dying because of that. People were getting shot. People were getting gassed. And now this is happening. And the police are shaking hands with protesters, taking selfies. They are, you know, not doing anything against these people. And those are the people who are, you know, supposed to protect and serve their neighborhoods. They are supporting these institutions, and they are, you know, doing this. That is insane, man. That is insane. So yeah, I mean, this was just a out of the blue, out of the blue sort of podcast that I thought I just had to upload straight away. So yeah. But I don't want to hear any fucking shit about PC culture. I don't want to hear any shit about Antifa, about the BLM mob, because I don't see no BLM mob. I see a fascist coup overtaken right in front of me, and I'm afraid of what the future holds. But hey, it's my birthday. I'm going to go continue to follow this blindly on the news, scare myself, and then go to sleep and wake up in the morning, and then see if our attention spans are able to last this long. This has been the Left Wing Propaganda Machine. A red alert, I guess. Yeah, if you're in the UK, stay at home. Actually, everyone stay at home. Everyone go home, sit down, and, you know, stay at home and don't do anything. And ask ourselves, what could we have done in the past 4 years that would have prevented this? I don't know. Seems like this was inevitable, you know, clearly. I mean, it's not like we could have implemented social and economic changes that would have progressed the world further, almost as if, you know, progressive movements didn't exist, you know. I mean, like, the media hasn't been talking about them. I don't know about any progressives who have been trying to do anything. It's almost as if we had those people, and if we had the certain bills passed by certain people, like Bernie Sanders, I don't know that guy. You might know that guy. I don't know that guy. Then we might be living in a slightly better, still chaotic, but slightly better world. I hope all of you guys enjoy your new year. I hope all of you guys enjoy January. I hope all of you guys stay safe. And I love all of you guys, and I hope that the world gets better one day. It's been Mohammed Hassan. This is the Left Wing Propaganda Machine. A crazy day. A crazy, crazy day.